92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Corporate and business managers across the country have a growing disappointment with the people who are applying for many of their jobs, and they're not even considering the youngest of today's eligible workers. ResumeBuilder.com did a national survey with 1,000 hiring managers and found that nearly half of them have pretty extreme bias against Gen Z workers, people who were born between 1997 and 2012. Most of it seems to be simply age-based. Now, to be fair, there are some exceptions. Occasionally, they find someone who's truly outstanding, gifted, and even tech savvy. It's interesting, though, that a high level of dependence on technology is actually a turnoff to many employers. But the much larger group, much of whom haven't graduated from college, are poor communicators because of their immersion in social media. They fall far short of the needs and expectations of companies, and they have limited work experience to prove their value. The Gen Z workforce has a strong reputation for frequently changing jobs as well, which never looks good on a resume, and few employers want to invest time in training new people on the risk that they'll leave quickly when they decide they really don't like the 9-to-5 workday. Gen Z also tends not to perform well in team situations. These days, everybody's kind of a loner. So there is a lot of truth to the statement, people don't want to work anymore. We're hearing that every day. But there's an equally big problem with the people who are available to work but aren't compatible with the job or the company.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.